Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Mahesh Dadani, who is Senior Vice President of Business Development for KP Engineering. Mahesh is on the Executive Advisory Committee for the ECC, and he's going to tell us about the ECC's 2022 newly launched ECC Extra, a one-day conference going to be held in New Orleans on January 27th. Hey, Mahesh, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Looking forward to the conversation.
So, Mahesh, I know we've discussed ECC several times here on BIC Magazine and BICmagazine.com, but you know, some of our viewers may not be familiar with the organization. Could you give us a quick history and tell us about the mission of ECC?
Yes. So the ECC is an organization that is one of our process industry's premier organizations focused on capital projects. And it's been in existence for over 50 years. And really, it's a combination of owners, engineering, contractors, and suppliers that support the capital project industry.
So Mahesh, what is the new ECC Extra event all about? And how is it different from the regular traditional conference held in the fall?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, the ECC is excited to launch the ECC Extra in 2022, and the Extra will be it's a one-day conference open to all industry professionals. And the main purpose is building on our 50-year history, and it's an opportunity for us to continue to build upon the conversations and the discussions we had at the annual conference in September of last year. It's also an entry point for potentially new members to the ECC that, you know, were not able to attend the larger conference. And it's also going to focus on local and regional participants that could make it to New Orleans that were not able to make it to the large conference.
Yeah. What about the speaker lineup, Mahesh? Can you tell us a little bit about some of the topics that are going to be covered, maybe some of the critical issues that one can expect to hear about at the event?
Absolutely. We've got a great lineup of speakers for the inaugural ECC Extra session, including executives from leading owner organization, contractors, and suppliers. And it'll be a very interactive session to focus on the issues, the challenges, and opportunities facing the industry, focused specifically in the Gulf Coast. You know, our speakers will include leaders from Chevron Phillips Chemical, Evonik, Eastman, and Microsoft. So it's a great lineup of owners for a one-day session.
No, that's great, Mahesh. You know, so we talk about this ECC annual conference, and you know, it's always focused on engineering and construction industries. But I understand the ECC Extra is going to be open to, you know, all industry professionals. You know, tell us about what led to that decision to sort of widen the focus for the event, and I don't know, maybe if someone has never been, what kind of value should they expect to receive?
Yeah, so when we were first planning this conference, We were originally going to have the main conference in the Northeast. It was going to be in Maryland. And we recognized that because of the conditions, the travel environment that was going to be taking place in 2021, we thought that there may be some participants who normally would go that would not be able to travel to the Northeast. And also, we wanted to try to capture some of the local regional participants. And so we decided to have a regional conference, and we thought that the Gulf Coast would be an ideal location. Fortunately, we were able to move our conference in September to Dallas. So we were able to capture a lot of the Gulf Coast attendees, but we still wanted to have a regional focused event that could address the issues that this region is facing and some of the challenges that they're going through. And so that's why we're continuing to go forward with this ECC Extra. And this will be a great opportunity for participants who normally don't attend the large conference, but are still in the capital projects industry and that are more focused on projects in the Gulf Coast. So we'll have a strong contingent of owners, suppliers, engineering contractors that are primarily focused on executing projects in the Gulf Coast. And our topics will be relatable to them.
No, thanks, Mahesh, for the update. I'm going to flip over more to your role at KP Engineering on this question, Mahesh, and that is, tell us what you guys are seeing in the way of some capital projects or what are you working on right now at KP Engineering?
Yeah, good question. We are seeing several projects in the green space. And when I say green or energy transition space, we're seeing projects in the renewable fuels, whether it's renewable diesel or aviation fuel. We're also seeing several projects within the biomass and waste conversion industry. So all of these projects are gaining a lot of traction. As you know, there's a lot of emphasis and pressure on our traditional owners to be more green and look at their ESG scoring and ranking. So that's translating into early opportunities in those fields. And there's also several projects that are led by developers to try to take advantage of some of the tax credits. And so those are also early stage projects that we're focused on.
Yeah, it makes total sense. You know, and kind of, I guess, more of a 1,000-foot view, Mahesh, you know, tell us more about the industry itself. You know, talk about the capital projects market and what kind of you see in trending. You mentioned some of the ESG-focused opportunities, but where else is it? What do you expect to kind of hear as you get together with your peers here at the ECC Extra?
Yeah, what we're seeing is an increase in activity from our traditional clients as well as newer clients. The activity is more on early phase project development. So it's a lot of FEL1s and FEL2s with some moving into the FEED and detailed design. But I do see a positive sense of project development and an uptick. Yet to be seen if those projects will actually move forward into the detailed design and construction phase, but there is a lot of activity, especially in the Gulf Coast. We're seeing a lot of owners talk about whether it's renewable fuels projects or waste conversion projects. There is a lot of activity and even renewable chemicals. So we're optimistic and excited about the future of the industry in 2022 and beyond.
Well, Mahesh, let's wrap up the interview and I certainly appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure.
And look, if anyone's interested to learn more about the ECC Extra or ECC as a whole, please visit ecc-conference.org. Hey, we've really enjoyed having you, Mahesh. Thank you so much. And you're welcome. Come back anytime. Hey, as always, we're most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit bicmagazine.com. Remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to bicmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICAlliance.com for more information.